0TR.
It ain't so. What you doing there, Tom?
Morgan, Dave. Oh, just listening to the generator starting up for its exercise of 6 minutes. Looking out the front window, finished up some Cheerios with peaches and fresh strawberries in it. And talking to the wife there a little bit. Just the normal morning, still trying to recover. Still, the inside of my mouth has still broke out some, but it's getting better, thank God. I was to the point where I couldn't eat. And that's bad because as much as Bernice, treats me, I love to eat.
So you do, about every time I'm talking to you, you're scarfing down some kind of pie or cake or something or another and a cup of coffee and making me hungry. So, well, I feel for you. Everybody's got to eat. You don't eat, you die.
Was rough. I had an allergic reaction to the pills they were giving to me for the urinary tract infection, and my whole inside of my mouth broke out, and it was horrible. And it's been horrible since I had that surgery, to be honest with you. But I'm getting better, thank the good Lord. But I will say that I'm getting sick of this news just covering the Pope until they get him elected here on the news. No offense made. I'm happy for the Catholic folks. Many of my friends are Catholic. But, gee, many. They kind of overdo it, you know, for days and days and days until you see the white smoke. I'm interested in the news, not the white smoke, but I guess there are a lot of people that are. Anyways, what's your plans for the day, other than tennis, of course?
Well, I'm headed to the tennis court right now, but I've got some dribble on the windshield here. I don't know if we're going to be able to play or not. It just depends on what the courts look like. It's not bad, a heavy drizzle or anything, but, we'll just have to see when I get there. It may not even be doing anything there. I live at Taylor's and sports clubs out on Congaree, so. But, I got my antenna in, and I've got my pole, mounting pole driven into the ground, and I've got to alter the ends onto the whatever it's called, that connects to the bottom of the antenna, and then I'll hook that to my isolator, and then I'll hook the coax to the other end of the isolator, and I'll be, I'll be on the air again, but it's going to be probably a few more days. I doubt I'll get anything done today.
Dave, I'm happy for you. It's rough to be out of communication there. Dave, I'm looking at the radar, and let me zoom in here just one notch. It looks like there's Virga showing from just west of Greer and starting about Traveler's Rest and in that area. And it's quite extensive to the west. I don't see anything that's heavy at all. but that could be drizzle, and it could just be Virga, which is not hitting the ground. But fine business on the antenna. Did they give you a plate at the bottom of it where you can attach your radials? I know DX Engineering makes a real nice one, and but I don't think he was going to attach very many radials. And you know, you can take an edger radials in that and then just step on it and cover it up.
I'm not sure what an edger, what are you talking about there?
You can buy real cheap ones, or you can come borrow ours, I don't care. Like our driveway leading out in the front yard, if we wanted to get the grass edged right near the driveway, you use one of those edgers, and most of them are electric. Some of them are battery. But it just makes a narrow, straight line. And what you can do is just make a narrow, straight line and not mess up your yard or anything, and it puts your radials under the grass and just kind of walk along and step on it. So it kind of smushes down the dirt back on it after you put your wire. And your radio wire can be any kind of copper wire, but you'll never know they're even there.
For CPA Mobile. Yeah, I know what edger is. You were talking about some ham term there. But anyway, yeah, I've got one, and yeah, I can do that. I was planning on using those, a bracket that's U-shaped, and you just, you know, and that holds the wire in the ground, or at that ground level, and I think I'm going to try doing that. They give you on the sheet of instructions, they give you three patterns you can use, so I can get all the radials down, and some of them I had to put under the deck back there, but you know, there's worse things.
It worked. Excuse me, Dave. I'm still a little hoarse from this infection, but it will work fine for you with those clips. We have a hose that runs out 100 feet out to the chicken house, and I hold it down with those clips. I'm not particularly crazy about them. And I think you'd be better if you used that edger. It would make it forever where you'd never have to worry about getting into them with a lawnmower. Because if you ever pull sideways or something accidentally in the wrong place, and that gets tangled up in your lawnmower, you're going to hate yourself for a long time. This is Engineer OTR.
Yeah, I'll just have to see. I've heard that those things, the wire will kind of, you know, the grass will grow over them. And I cut my grass pretty high, so it, I think I'll be okay. But we'll just have to see.
You're probably okay. I was just saying that I think it's like from a grade A to a grade B, and I think you're going with the grade B when you could go with the grade A. But you know, that's why we all got different opinions. But good luck on it anyways, and I hope it works for you, Dave. I've always heard that verticals radiate bad equally in all directions, but I've also got a vertical up in the air out here it's quite a ways up in the air, probably 60 feet, and it works quite well at times, and especially on DX, it really works good on that at times. You know, I told you yesterday or day before how lousy the propagation was. Well, last night, I got down in the basement late, and I turned on the radio, and lo and behold, I got a station on 10 meters and on 12 meters that Shane had told me about. And I'm pretty sure I've worked it before, but I didn't see it on my sheet as being credited for it. But it was out in Micronesia, which is about 6,000 miles from here, which is a pretty good jump. And I picked them up on the high bands late. And I picked them up on single sideband, which is not my way of communication usually. And I easily got both of them. And I think you could have worked them pretty easily. But right now, it's just up and down from what I've seen. But I've been so sick, I haven't been on. So don't take my opinion too, close to your heart. Because if I haven't been on, I don't have that right. But you can look out for that. And that was like, close to 9, 10 o'clock last night. And they were still going big time. And I got them on the first try. And I was glad that Shane had told me about that. He hasn't communicated too much with me because he knows I've been sick. But I'll start getting my usual taste of DX of an evening more often now. I've just been so slow to get around because I've really been down. KB4 CBA and 0TR.
Well, I hope you get to feeling better real soon here, Tom. I'm sorry having to go through all that. That's, sometimes the medicines work, the cure is worse than the, what you're getting over. But I've been there, done that. But anyway, you take care. I'm sitting in the parking space here, so I'm going to go on in. I got a game in about 8 minutes. So I got to get going here. But good to talk to you as usual, and we'll talk to you later. Behave. N0TR, KB4CBA. Tell Bernice hello, and I'm clear.
You're always fun and enjoyable to talk to, and appreciate the well wishes. And I hope you have a great game out there. I don't see any great amount of rain coming yet, but they say later today and later this week, there will be some. So take care, my friend, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CPA and 0TR73.